A thousand years or more ago, when I was newly sown, there lived four wizards of renown, whose names are still well known. Bold Gryffindor from Wildmoor, fair Ravenclaw from Glen, sweet Hufflepuff from Valley Broad, shrewd Slytherin from Fen. They shared a wish, a hope, a dream, they hatched a daring plan to educate young sorcerers, thus Hogwarts School began. Now each of these four founders formed their own house, for each did value different virtues in the ones they had to teach. By Gryffindor the bravest were prized far beyond the rest, for Ravenclaw the cleverest would always be the best. For Hufflepuff hard workers were most worthy of admission, and power-hungry Slytherin loved those of great ambition. While still alive they did divide their favourites from the throng, yet how to pick the worthy ones when they were dead and gone? 'Twas Gryffindor who found the way, he whipped me off his head. The founders put some brains in me, so I could choose instead. Now slip me snug around your ears, I've never yet been wrong. I'll have a look inside your mind and tell where you belong.
The great hall rang with applause as the Sorting Hat finished.
That's not the song it sang when it sorted us, said Harry, clapping along with everyone else.
Sings a different one every year, said Ron.
It's got to be a pretty boring life, hasn't it, being a hat? I suppose it spends all year making up the next one.
Professor McGonagall was now unrolling a large scroll of parchment.
When I call out your name, you will put on the hat and sit on the stool, she told the first years. When the hat announces your house, you will go and sit at the appropriate table. Ackerley Stewart.
A boy walked forward, visibly trembling from head to foot, picked up the Sorting Hat, put it on, and sat down on the stool.
Ravenclaw,
shouted the hat. Stuart Ackerley took off the hat and hurried into a seat at the Ravenclaw table where everyone was applauding him. Harry caught a glimpse of Cho, the Ravenclaw seeker, cheering Stuart Ackerley as he sat down. For a fleeting second, Harry had a strange desire to join the Ravenclaw table too.
Baddock! Malcolm!
Slytherin!
The table on the other side of the hall erupted with cheers. Harry could see Malfoy clapping as Baddock joined the Slytherins. Harry wondered whether Baddock knew that Slytherin House had turned out more dark witches and wizards than any other. Fred and George hissed Malcolm Baddock as he sat down.
Branston, Eleanor!
Hufflepuff!
Caldwell, Owen!
Hufflepuff!
Creevy, Dennis!
Tiny Dennis Creevy staggered forward, tripping over Hagrid's moleskin, just as Hagrid himself sidled into the hall through a door behind the teacher's table. About twice as tall as a normal man, and at least three times as broad, Hagrid, with his long, wild, tangled black hair and beard, looked slightly alarming, a misleading impression, for Harry, Ron, and Hermione knew Hagrid to possess a very kind nature. He winked at them as he sat down at the end of the staff table and watched Dennis Creevy putting on the Sorting Hat, the rip at the brim open wide.
Gryffindor!
The hat shouted. Hagrid clapped along with the Gryffindors as Dennis Creevy, beaming widely, took off the hat, placed it back on the stool, and hurried over to join his brother.
Colin, I fell in!
He said shrilly, throwing himself into an empty seat.
It was brilliant, and something in the water grabbed me and pushed me back in the boat.
Cool, said Colin just as excitedly. It was probably the giant squid, Dennis.
Wow,
said Dennis, as though nobody in their wildest dreams could hope for more than being thrown into a storm-tossed, fathoms-deep lake and pushed out of it again by a giant sea monster.
Dennis, Dennis, see that boy down there? The one with the black hair and glasses? See him? Know who he is, Dennis?
Harry looked away, staring very hard at the Sorting Hat, now sorting Emma Dobbs. The sorting continued, boys and girls with varying degrees of fright on their faces, moving one by one to the three-legged stool, the line dwindling slowly as Professor McGonagall passed the L's.